Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We are here at Tri-State Men's Health with the poster child of Tri-State Men's Health, Mark Lieberman, who is, you're taking this to another level.
I'm in my happy place.
You are?
Yes.
A little lower there, I think. Here, maybe crank is, where one are you on there?
He's on.
There you go.
He's on yellow.
There you go.
How's
there
that?
You go. There you go. It's better. You're on a mission.
I am.
Yeah. You're a better interview than this. You can leave if that's all you're going to give us.
I wasn't sure if it was working.
You're working.
You're doing the Scotty over there in Star Trek and getting it going.
Yeah, yeah. That was like a high school interview right there. Yes, I am. Like you're the player of the week from, whatever high school. And I'm trying to make a promo out of it.
Thanks. This place is a game changer and got my workout in this morning. Coming over here, seeing everybody has been fantastic. This place is.
But you've lost how much weight? Plus, you're gaining muscle, so you're maybe a weird one to ask.
Right. I'm not even monitoring that now. It's just about getting in shape and
feeling good,
stronger. Yeah, I feel great. This place is a game changer.
Is it more about more reps for you, or like actual more weight, more reps, or is it like just general how you look in the mirror, how you feel when you do an activity? Like, how are you measuring?
That's it. Yeah. Just the because you can. As Drew just mentioned, with strength training, the muscle and that kind of stuff, the weight can fluctuate and so on. But right now, just doing some boxing, doing some sauna over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know when you might be over there.
Yeah.
And it's been fantastic. So this has been great, and definitely want to come in and be
with
you guys.
When did it feel different for you? Like it really clicked. So I don't know when it clicked. So like, what was it?
I used my inner Rick Pitino voice just to keep. Pushing because
get bitter not better to, or get yeah. better not better. Which
well, no,
one was
when
it?
When we used to weigh in every week as coaches too. So for me, maybe about 3 weeks ago, it really started. Like I felt great,
mm-hmm.
and obviously with everything that was happening here with Tri-State, and then just my mindset, and you know how that goes because. You remember the?
Oh yeah,
we've got those timeline pictures
mm-hmm.
of you back in the Bahamas, so you
know
how
I don't like that
feels,
and
I just wanted to get back to that, and I'm just when I get that mindset, that's what I'm in right now. I'm in that mind space.
Well, you'll be here with Rummage, right?
You're
a member of your coaching staff, the Holy Cross coaching staff, you and Coach Rummage. So we'll do that in a little bit. So we'll talk to you in a little bit here, right?
You got it.
We got it. All right. Jared Stillman was with us down in Nashville, my personal hero for the week, since he came through large with VIP passes and behind the scenes looks I'd never seen, and I got us kicked out. So welcome in with all that.
I didn't know you were going to tell people you got kicked out of from behind the stage at the concert on Saturday night, but I mean, they just kicked you out from the side, from behind the stage to the side of the stage.
That's true.
As opposed to, you know, getting kicked out of the venue or anything like that. So at least you made it that far. I'm proud of you.
Well, I mean, and if I had known, if anybody had said, hey, don't tape anything back here, I was trying to blend in. But I didn't, that now in retrospect, thinking about it, nobody else had their camera out.
Well, I saw the one guy, like, look at you and tell you to put your phone down, and you did. And then I watched you, like, try to, like, secretly take it back out, and I was like, oh, we're going to get in trouble.
I thought he didn't want me getting footage of Kenny. That was the thing that I thought. The one guy was like, put it down, put it down. So I was just going to try to get footage of, like, the stage coming down. And I don't know. I guess they want to keep that to themselves. I don't know. I don't know. But I learned the hard way.
Well, I mean, between that and the fact that you were wearing the same hat Kenny was wearing, I definitely thought there was a lot of attention drawn to you. We probably weren't supposed to be there at that point in time anyways.
Yeah. We're living on borrowed time.
I don't necessarily put that on you.
Yeah, the Hawk to a shirt and the hat, I was easy to spot.
I think about it like this, like, you know, it's like I said to you, that I was like, it's kind of like they kind of allowed us to be in the dugout, but you can't, you know, you can't start chewing their seeds and spitting them out.
I was trying not to do that, but yeah, learned the hard way. But I just think it's cool. Like, you're, you know, Danny Rader, the guitarist, I mean, it wasn't like he just showed up and said, here you go, here's a little tour. Like, he hung out with us all afternoon. I thought it was one of the coolest afternoons I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, he's a really good man. I think he's like one of the best musicians in the entire town. He's the musical director of the CMA. He's, you know, won all kinds of awards. Like, if you're a big country music fan, which I know you are, but he plays on, like, pretty much every big album, and just really a great all-around guy. Big sports fan. Just a really, really great all-around guy. And I, you know, really thankful for the hospitality that they showed us on Saturday night, knowing that you were going to be so excited at the Kenny Chesney concert. It was kind of like taking you to the Super Bowl and on the field before the game.
I was total fanboy. I mean, I'll admit it. I will admit it. I was total fanboy.
The thing that I was okay about that was I kind of told them ahead of time that was what was going to happen. So it prepared everybody accordingly.
But for you, I mean, you know, like, you're doing that every weekend. I mean, well, it had to be cool for you, too.
I mean, it's not like I do it every weekend, but part of it is because, like, I choose not to do that kind of stuff every weekend. But I mean, not that I really, you know, talk publicly about this very often, but I think you obviously know my situation. And so because of that, you know, I do have connections, you know, music wise, mm-hmm. and I try not to take advantage of things like that. Cause like those people are there working, just like, you know, when I'm on the air or something like that, like I'm working, you know, it's like, it's a job. I think it was pretty cool though to stand there to the side of the stage and see it. 4 o'clock or whatever time it was, to see like the top sections of the stadium packed in that just burning Kansas heat. Mm. I was like, man, these people love their country music. Goodness. If Kenny's not coming out for like 3 hours and these people are packed to the brim for the girl from TikTok, I was like, this is crazy. but it was a fun experience. I was glad you could come.
Yes. Well, again, I will figure out ways to pay it forward, pay it back, whatever the hell I can do. So right now, you guys are what, down there? For sports-wise, your circadian rhythm of sports is what, getting near training camp? Like, I mean, what is it down there?
So I am off from July 3rd until July 22nd, and the Titans open training camp on July 23rd.
That's the longest break I've ever heard of anyone I know in sports radio.
Well, yeah, I planned this accordingly. You know, because July 3rd is like the middle of the week. And then after that, you know, there's 2 days where everybody gets off. And then after that, you know, I'm off for 2 weeks. So I planned that on purpose. But let me say this. Something that drives me crazy. I think I told you this the other day. Something that drives me insane.
Do tell.
Is when I listen to a sports radio host sit there and talk about, you know, we're trying to get through the dog days right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, your friends at
Tri-State Men's Health, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Tri-State Men's Health. I mean, I love Ted. They keep changing the name on me. But, like, at Tri-State Mental, I mean, you ain't out there for free. Like, you're out there because the advertisers believe in the audience that you command. And, you know, radio audiences are habitual anyway. So, yeah, are there probably more people listening the day after a U of L game? Sure. But that doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of people that are still listening right now. And it drives me crazy when these radio hosts get up there and they're like, oh, God, it's July. Don't know what to talk about.
Right, right.
It's like, get some talent. Like, that's the job. Anybody can host a show the day after the U of L UK game. I can get a guy at a section 247. He can go host the show. That anybody can do that. Like, this is where, you know, I think guys earn their money. And there's this guy from Chicago that's filling in for Cowherd this week. And I'm not sure. I don't think he's very good, but, you know, that's their opinion or whatever. And he starts the show talking yesterday about, you know, oh, thank God this guy from Sports Illustrated writes these articles because it gives us content during this time of the year. I'm like, do you not have any talent? Can you not just come up with things yourself? Like, what are we doing? And I say all of this to say that I plan the year around me not working. So, I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You took off this time that isn't slow where it takes talent. You just punted.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that this is the time of year. I'll be out of town next week. I think that's probably the best time of the year to go to the Bahamas. So
yeah,
that has something to do with it. But
yeah.
No, in all seriousness, it really does drive me crazy when I hear people that are like, oh, you know, this is just so awful to talk about. And it's funny because I saw somebody post and they were like, on today's show, we're going to talk about, was there ever a sports do-over you wish your team could have? Oh, and I sent that to my former associate, and I said, when I was 23, I got to Louisville with, like, a year of radio experience under my belt, and I was like, we're not doing that in summer. We're not doing those shows.
Yeah, you called me off of those. Like, I was ready to go through some summers like that. You're like, no, 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 we're not doing that. I'm like, Jared, this stuff works. Like, no, no.
I'm like, no, we're gonna do forward thinking. We're not going to sit here and talk about the Mount Rushmore of U of L point guards. I do say that at the same time, though. I was on the lake a couple weeks ago with a couple of my friends, and I was telling them, you know, about, you know, like lazy radio and stuff like
that. Oh, and I bet they totally got into it. Yeah.
Well, we talked about, like, who was on the Mount Rushmore of the Titans, and everybody agreed on Steve McNair, Eddie George, and Derrick Henry, and then there was, like, a big argument about who was number four. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Jared Stillman with us here, 939 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, as we roll along here. So Bahamas, huh? Okay, all right, well, that's a good one. You'll just miss the Louisville basketball team down there by about a week, I think. So they'll be down there playing with 13 new players.
That's okay. They don't need any distractions from me trying to coach them. They got a real coach now, so they don't need me trying to shepherd them in there telling them what to do, like George Costanza on Seinfeld telling the Yankees how to hit. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I think so. Now, as we get closer to college football, are you revisiting your take on the playoff isn't good for the sport, or are you standing strong in this?
Oh, I think it's so stupid. I think the home games in the playoffs are stupid. I think the teams that are going to end up – I mean, like, and we're going to sit here because Louisville, I think, over the years is going to have a lot of opportunities like last season to get into this, you know, not – what is it, 14 teams now? I mean, 32. I can't even keep up with it.
12.
Greg Sankey keeps adding teams so that eventually Vanderbilt will get into the college football playoffs so that the SEC will collect that money. But, I mean, Louisville, I think, in a 14-team playoff is going to be not consistently in the mix, but we have the right coach. I think we'll be in there, you know, like every 1 out of 3 years at least we'll be in the mix for the playoffs, if not in the playoffs. And – my feeling about it is we're going to get really into it. Like, if we can be the 11th or 12th team in and then get smoked, you know, because the difference between the haves and the have-nots in college football are pretty, I think, evident. Like, if we had played, say, Michigan last year, we would have gotten killed, even though I think we had a good team. And so we'll get in there, we'll get smoked, And yet, everybody will spend all their money on hats and T-shirts.
Yeah, and happy about it. But they might win, Jared.
They could win
some of these. You know,
you're living in the wreckage of your future. Like you're not even letting it all play out. What if Lamar Jackson part two comes to Louisville? What if we have Jeff Brom part two and we have a really good freaking team and we go and beat Alabama like we did in the Fiesta Bowl night? Dream, Jared. Dream, Jared. Be a dreamer.
Can we not have one of the four best teams in college football the way it used to be?
What are you not going to enjoy about more playoff games? That's the part I don't
understand. Here's what I've always believed. I've always believed that the playoff should be eight. I believe that the day we started the playoff, I believe it today. I think the playoff should be eight. At the time, I thought it should be the five automatic qualifiers and three wild cards, and now I think it should be four automatic qualifiers and four wild cards. Or, you know, four automatic qualifiers from the Power Four, and then a group of five team, you know, can automatically qualify. Congratulations to Boise State or whoever, and then three wild cards. I've always thought that's what it should be. That's what it should be. Because if we're talking about, you know, you win the ACC and now you're in the play, great. You know, winning the ACC means something. But now this, it's like,
so do you think the TV ratings will go down?
Best team or the 15th best team?
Jared, do you think the TV ratings are going to go down or up in college football this year?
Well, it's hard for TV ratings in any kind of football to go down, but college football ratings are not, you know, the 30 million viewers and things like that. You know, we're not talking Catholics versus convicts days anymore. As far as the college ratings,
it's second most watched sport behind the NFL. I mean, it's the number two product.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's not like, you know.
It's higher than every other television show.
Billions of dollars. What you just said basically is like admonishing NASA for going to the moon, because once you get there, it's just going to be a big ball of dust. What's the big deal?
No, but like at least there's still things we can find out when we get to the moon. Playing college football, congratulations to Cincinnati. You're the 12th best team in the country. Now you draw into number five, Michigan, and you just lost by 73 points. Whoa!
Yeah, and what you're doing is you're acting like the college football season is predetermined. That these games, because that's your opinion, that Georgia is better than Cincinnati. And that's been college football the problem the entire time. There's been too many opinions and not enough finding out on the field.
How many times have we been truly shocked by what's happened in the college football playoff where a team like, you know, I try to think one of these, you know, teams is going to make it because there's the expanded playoff. Michigan State shocked us with a national title contender.
What do you mean? You see upsets in the top 10 all the time.
There is not a lot. If you look at the college football playoff, there is not a lot of the Cincinnati's. Like, I think kind of what got people excited about this was that Boise State-Oklahoma game.
I think what's excited about it is that 12 teams are going to be in it, and your team could be relevant till deep into October if you're in a top 20.
I mean, Georgia won
right,
it as
and that's
a three
why
seed.
You liked it, but it
Georgia won
it
as a three
me.
Seed.
I mean, the 11th team is never going to win the title.
Yes, but that doesn't mean it can't be fun along the way.
Right. That's
but you don't know that.
I'm just telling you, we don't need it.
But you don't know that the 11th's never going to win. You don't know.
What's that?
You don't know that the 11 seed's never going to win.
Mark, I will make you a bet that in the first 5 years of this, the 11 seed will not only not win a national title, but the 11 seed will not win a game.
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, I want it.
All you want. Yep. 11 versus 6,
will
I'll take it.
Will not win a game.
In 5 years, I get five chances.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Let's see what that would have been last year.
You actually have 10 chances, because I'm going to give you the 11th seed and I'm going to give you the 12th seed.
Well, yeah, because the 12th's not really a bet because it's going to be group of five.
Yeah.
But I don't know that either.
6 versus 11 last year. That's AP. Where is the daggone?
College football playoff rankings.
Yeah, where's their college football playoff rankings? All right, I got it. So 6 versus 11 last year would have been Oregon versus Arizona. You don't think Arizona has a chance against Oregon?
I do not.
Well,
that Oregon
I think
team last year that probably could have won the national title.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I have it wrong. 11 versus 6 would be Florida State versus Oregon.
And they would have gone in without
him. Definitely would have beaten Oregon.
Florida State with no quarterback?
Yeah, they didn't have Travis.
That's why they weren't in the top four.
Florida State got beat by like 50 points last year when they were without a quarterback. Oregon would have been
their whole team.
Yeah, in fairness to Florida State, that's like when the Art Modell announced that the Browns were leaving like midweek for Baltimore, and the next week the then Cleveland Browns, coached by Bill Belichick, played the then Houston Oilers, and like Houston won like 34-0, and like in the documentary about the Browns, like they're all sitting there being like, "Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't play football with those kind of distractions. It's hard enough to win without the distraction of, oh, you know, we're moving the team and things like that." So you can't play football and win.
Okay,
like
let's
that.
Go the year prior then. Year prior, 11-2 Tennessee versus 10-3 Florida State. That's a 50-50
ball. Yeah, I've accepted your wager, Jared.
Hendon Hooker got hurt, so they would have lost.
Okay, so
I accept your bet.
The 11 would have won.
What are the terms on this bet?
I'm on your side, Mark, in all of this, and I feel like I'm on your side from the standpoint of you got your bet. Good luck to you, and I'm going to be right.
Okay, no, but how
Jared,
much have we
I mean,
wagered?
You those are 50-50 games. I mean. Florida State and Oregon?
State versus Oregon last year is a 50-50 game.
No, actually, Oregon would have destroyed them at that point in the season because they had no quarterback. And Oregon was the 12 or the 11.
We had to watch Joe Flacco quarterback a playoff game last year. Although I think Joe Flacco is probably better than the guy he replaced.
Yeah, Florida State was out of quarterbacks.
Yeah, Penn State versus Tennessee last year or like 2 years back.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tennessee would have just crushed Penn State, and I'm guessing Penn State's the 6 seed.
Yeah, you're just assuming the result.
Those are 50-50 matchups.
You're
best.
Just assuming the result.
Year prior, that would have been
assuming the result because the college football playoff traditionally is not close when we're talking about 1 versus 4. So it's definitely not going to be close when we're talking about 11.
Yeah, okay. Ohio State versus Utah, 2021.
I'm telling you, the 11 would have been favored last year versus the 6 by maybe 8-9 points.
You're telling me the 11th team would have been favored by
Florida?
Oregon was the 11th team in the country last year.
That I'm going by the CFP final rankings. That's what I'm going by. My bad. Time out.
Game against Washington.
Time out. I'm getting my years mixed up. Number 11, Arizona. Number 6, Florida State.
I mean, did you know that Arizona was 11 last year?
No, but I also know Florida State wouldn't have beaten anybody in that playoff last year.
I mean, they beat us without a quarterback.
Right, but then they played a bowl game against Georgia and lost by 50.
I mean, we played a bowl game against USC's backup quarterback and lost by 50.
I know you're going to stay strong on this. I just hope you have an open mind on this is all I'm hoping.
I do not have an open – I mean, look, I'm going to watch the game. So I guess if you say, like, oh, I hope you have an open mind, then all of a sudden, you know, Scarbini State goes from number 12 to the championship, then I won't be able to tell you that, oh, yeah, no, I'm still right about this. But I'll be right about this. It won't matter. It'll still be Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama every year. Like, it'll be the same. And then, you know,
Michigan just won its first title in like how long? How long has it been since Michigan won its title before last year, before Jim Harbaugh came in and resurrected? It's been forever.
But again, how many teams in this era have won the championship? Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson.
Okay, so what is that? Well, but I mean, why does that deter you from not enjoying 2 extra rounds potentially of a playoff?
Because I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, I don't think people are going to enjoy this, or oh, I don't think that. Like, I'm not telling you this is like that 10 a.m. baseball game that they play on the Roku channel now on Sundays. I'm telling you that this is like pointless because it's not going to matter. Because whoever wins,
we shouldn't play the games.
Little play-in games are going to get smoked by Georgia.
Yeah. We should just do the little metallic game that used to just turn on and just let that just do that.
Football.
Like, I feel like Jared would rather watch that.
I mean, I think I'd rather watch the intro to the Monday Night Football games back in the days where the two helmets would come out of the end zones and they'd collide into each other. I think I'd rather watch that than watch the 12th team in the country. You know, some, again, Arizona. I couldn't even name one player on Arizona's team.
If Jed Arizona's Fish is an amazing coach.
To Washington, Drew, who was Arizona's coach last year?
Jed Fish. He just said it.
Yeah, he's at Washington.
I mean, did you know that before that?
No, but I okay.
I don't want to watch that.
Yes, you will. Jared, it's going to beat everything on television.
You're right.
But
people will watch it. I'm not arguing people won't watch it. I'm just telling you it's not worth our time because Arizona, even if they win
who
the game,
hey, Jared, if it's worth my time to watch it, it's worth my time.
Okay.
Well, you're saying it's not worth our time. That's up to each individual person.
Washington played for
sure.
The national championship.
But it's like the Arena Football League playoffs. They're going on right now. Does it matter? No.
No, because Arena League football doesn't matter. College football.
You just compared Arena League football to college football.
You just
compared Arena League football to college football. Come on.
That's a ridiculous
sharp
point. In terms of the pointlessness of the 11th team in college football, yeah, it's the same to me as Arena football.
I've had enough pro sports snobbery for
the morning. Teams in the AFC and the NFC. I mean, how many times over the last couple of years have the Steelers made the playoffs with a team that had no business getting into the playoffs only to get just absolutely walloped?
And did they also win the Super Bowl as like a 5 seed once or twice? Yes, they did. So the Giants.
We're not going to talk about
the
NFL. We're not going to talk about the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the Super Bowl anyway. Like, why would we even talk about it? Why would we even have a conversation about the NFL? Pat Mahomes is going to win.
I get why they have the expanded NFL playoffs to make the money. That's fine. But again, I don't think a 7 seed over the 4 years we've had it, I don't even think they've won a game. In fact, outside of Indy, I think they lost to Buffalo by 3 points 1 year. I don't think it's even been close for these 7 seeds.
We've had 6 seeds win the Super Bowl, though. The Giants were a 6 seed, were they not?
But we didn't expand to 6. We expanded past 6 to 7.
Well, we got a short sample size.
We got 4 years.
That's a small sample size.
5 years.
It's Super Bowl, what, 58? Wasn't it that? I mean, well, come on. It's not exactly a full sample size.
Again, I'm sure that the teams, the last week of the year, I'm sure they love, you know, when they see their team in the hunt. You know, the Raiders.
Yes, it matters. Yes.
In the hunt. The Raiders at 5-8. In the hunt. And as a fan, you can say, we're still in the hunt at 5-8. But again, none of those teams ever win a game.
I hope the Titans are in it at 5-8, and it's a fever pitch down there. That's what I hope. That's my hope.
You better not talk about it, though. You better not. If I listen to Nashville radio and you're talking about the Titans getting in.
The Titans are going to fire their general manager at 7-5 in first place in the division. I can promise you that we do not get excited over being in the hunt.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right. Well, it's going to be fun to watch the cut all of this. We'll disagree on this for now. All right.
Well, I mean, we're going to expand this. We're going to expand basketball. We need more teams in basketball.
No, we don't. No.
No. Aren't you excited? That's 68. The 200th team.
68 versus 12.
It's not even a corollary, Jared. Nobody with four teams. Not every single team has a way in. With 64, you win your conference championship, you're in. There's a path for everybody. With four, there isn't.
Who's to say that Scarbini Tech cannot win the first play-in game, and then they'll have expanded it again in college basketball, so there'll be a second play-in game, and then they'll draw number one seed North Carolina, and who's to say they're not going to beat them, Mark?
UMBC did it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Sometimes Oakland happens.
Oakland should make the tournament. They were one of the best 64 teams.
What were they rating?
No, they were a 14 seed. They wouldn't have been in.
Yeah.
Ken Pom last year.
A 14 seed makes the tournament.
They're 131 in the Ken Pom
64 team bracket that we've had.
They're 131 in Ken Pom. 131.
We don't need 68. 65 was always pointless when they had it. We don't need 68, and we definitely don't need the 80 that we're going to go to in like 3 years.
They're not going to go to 80. They're going to just round out the first fours and have like 72 that nobody's going to care. I don't want it either, but I'm not against afternoon games on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Did you guys even watch those, like, when the first four?
Yes, yes. We watched all of them, bet on all of them. Yes, 100%.
So you really watch, like, the North Carolina A&T versus Boone State?
Yes, because I probably had $50 on it, yes. Yes.
Oh, I can't do it.
Well, you don't have to. It's there. It's there. Don't watch it. It's fine. All right, get out of here. We're late for a break. We've gone long. Appreciate everything.
All right. I'm going to watch the Arena League playoffs anyways. I'll see you.
All right. That's a not even close to an analogous. All right. Mark
May Lieberman. I just say?
Yeah, that, you like everyone else to try to.
That is the epitome of dying on a hill.
Oh, yeah.
That he.
That is the
once
definition
of it. Once he went
down
the road, Jarrett, there was no getting off it, so he was just. That is the epitome of
he went down that road a year ago, and he's still on it.
I knew it. I was like, spice this segment up. Ask Jarrett about the college football playoff. I hope he stays strong on that because he's going to, I mean.
Oh, you could just tell that.
He's
not wavering.
He's not changing.
No chance.
And the 11 seed's probably going to win every year, by the way, just looking at it. Because they're probably on the come. The 6 seed might be disappointed. They just lost a conference championship game.
I kept trying to nail down on how much we were betting, which he didn't get. He never got to. Because there's this guy on Twitter that I resurrected. I remembered he bet anybody. On Twitter wanted to take $10 that Kenny Payne would be the coach for this coming season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, I'll take that. And a lot of other people did. I didn't get my $10.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my $10. And everybody else who also accepted your wager wants your $10. Jared, I will be collecting. And so I wanted to know how much we're actually wagering on that. So, you know, just for my accounting purposes, I wanted to know. But maybe he'll back out like this guy on Twitter did.
Anyway, we're at Tri-State Men's Health.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that was great. That was really, really good. The body tension on Blankenbaker is amazing.
Eric C. Bourbon _ Sherpa. You owe a lot of people $10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time to pay up. You can pay or you can not pay, but you bet everybody on Twitter $10 that Kenny Payne would be the coach next year, and he is not. Pay.
There you go. Pay. You heard him. Pay them. Pay dead men his money.
You took my line. You took my line.
Pay dead men his money.
Hey, GP.
You can start Venmoing as many people as accepted your bet.
We are here at Tri-State Men's Health where you want a superpower. Pay they got superpowers. Man, they call them semaglutide and testosterone. But really, they're superpowers, right?
I mean, it absolutely is.
Yeah. So that's... You're the worst. I don't know what happened to you. That you get one sentence, all of a sudden you're around high school kids, and now you give me high school kid answers.
Rummage is looking trim. Look at Rummage.
Everybody in here is looking fantastic. The testosterone, the everything. It is a superpower. I'm ready to bust through the wall. Maybe my superpower is being quiet.
There you go. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know. High school athlete of the week, Mark Lieberman, right there. Yes, no answers. That's what we get.
Thank you so much.
Oh boy.
I love Lamp.
I thought there was a break coming up or something.
Yeah, there is. Okay. There is. And then maybe you'll get your speaking back.
Yeah,
you're gonna co-host with Romans? This is gonna be tough, Steve.
Yeah. No, I've got to head over back to Holy Cross. We've got some things
okay.
going on.
All right, well we'll talk.
Friends of the Cross.
We'll talk about Friends on the other side. That's right. All right. Well, we are here where you can get your superpower and your answers can be condensed if you want them to be. It's fine.
Make you very efficient.
We'll expand upon it later. It's a Diener Show, Nathan in the Ville, ESPN 6.
Yes.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
'Cause I know who you are. You're the stubborn one. My great-granddaddy's son.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville.
Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Mark Lieberman, somewhat. He's on a word count, though.
No, my vow of silence ended at 9:41.
Okay, he's a monk.
So now, I am just all over the place.
Just glad to have.
You stole my Teddy KGB line.
Yeah, well, you weren't using words, so I feel I should step in. So I thought I would do that.
Touche. Go ahead.
Say we're here at Tri-State Men's Health, which has made you into, you know, it's gotten you out of those sweats you were wearing all winter. Now he's got the t-shirts. Man's looking good over here. Rummage as well. I mean, everybody's wearing t-shirt sizes are going down all across ESPN Louisville.
Well, I've got a sleeveless shirt for practice today, too.
Oh, really?
So I'm breaking
that up. Oh, okay.
If you're going to walk the walk, you know.
Or face is leaner. He's got, so, I mean, even his hair looks better. I don't know.
How's the team coming along? How's the team?
It's going very well. My recruiting coordinator, Steve Rummage, is doing a heck of a job.
It's Coach Rummage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. Well, he gave me the evil eye, so yes, Coach Rummage.
Go to tristatementshealth.com, and you can get superpowers like Mark Lieberman, who is doing everything, man. You're doing all. Like, when did it kick in for you over here?
About 3.5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, but yeah, between everything, between testosterone and everything else, and you told me from day one it was going to be a superpower, and it really is.
It takes a few weeks to kick in with the testosterone, to be honest. It does. You're not hungry immediately.
Right, and I was asking you about that, and you're just like, patience, Jedi, and I was, and now I just, it's every day, I'm just getting up, I sleep well, I'm getting up early, working out. It's a great feeling. It really is.
Yeah, it's noticeable. And so people are like, does it work? Yeah, where are we? We're so over here saying it works when it doesn't work. What the hell?
Is that why Steve's snapping pictures of me?
I don't know. Right? I don't know. If paparazzi, I don't know.
Steve is also looking good. I can tell Steve is trimmed down quite a bit. And, I don't know how far he wants to go with this, but looking good. Looking good with the rummages. So
we're over here. Now, you sent me the thing. I saw the Katy Perry tweet, too, that Sleep Tight for the Portal opens tomorrow. Does she have an album name? The portal, or is there something related to college football with this?
She's been teasing lots of her work. Yeah. It's either a music video or an album or a song or whatever, but we're going to have to use this forever as the portal opening, because this is Katy Perry will now open up the portal of all sports forever. After this. I'm a big Katy. I like Katy Perry. You like Katy Perry?
That's going to catch on.
Yeah this
that
is catch on.
Absolutely going to catch on.
It's going to be a meme. You could see that. So I'm a Katy Perry fan. You like Katy Perry?
I do like Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I mean, Jared lit up the text line. I will say that.
Well,
the man knows how to do that. Cut the 64 tournament half, 33 and 64. Four will never win. Yeah. Under Jared's rationale, the NCAA basketball tournament is not a good format because the bottom seeds can never win it.
It's, and I don't think a 16 seed will ever win the NCAA tournament, right? Yeah. Like, that's not going out on a leap. But, like, it makes it fun when UMBC exposes Virginia for being frauds, or when Oakland beats your rival. That's a lot of fun.
It's magical. Even if a 16 seed has a 2-point lead at the half, it's just –
It's awesome.
It's fantastic. It's so entertaining, and you give those players an opportunity. That's what they're fighting for the entire year.
Right.
In practice, when I'm coaching at we're at Southeastern Louisiana, every practice we're ending it with, all right, you're down one against North Carolina in the first round, and we're doing – and that's – every team uses that kind of inspiration. So that part is just – that's the beauty of athletics, of college athletics – and certainly of college basketball.
And I tell you, in like for Louisville football in the playoff, 2004, 2006, 12 and 13, I really feel like if you put us in this type of format, those teams would probably win.
And there's programs at every school that think the exact same thing. And they may or may not, be right. We don't know. But again, 6 versus 11 is nothing. And by the way, somebody said, wouldn't the 1 seed with 2 seed play the 11? No. The format is 5 plays 12, 6 plays 11, 1 through 4 have byes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
How they're all seeded is specific to conference champions and different things like that, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah, but the gap between 6 and 11 is minute. Like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's 1 week. It could be 1 week.
To think of 11
somebody,
seed.
Right, you loses a 6, you drop to 11.
Right.
Yeah.
It's asinine. Of course they
pretty much the landing spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So to me, like.
Now, I think his point is right that I don't think there are 12 teams that can win it in the tournament.
Well, you might eliminate one.
I think the only real teams that can win are probably the 1 through 5 line.
In 2013, the team, Teddy's last team, that team was the number one defense in the country. And it had Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, Devontae Parker at wide receiver, a really good offensive line. I would have liked to have gone into a playoff and had the opportunity to find somebody better. You know, like our loss in that year to UCF was our own doing. That can obviously happen. You know, you can screw up a game, and we see that a lot in college football. I would have liked to have seen a team that ended up getting 11 players drafted into that draft that followed that. I would have liked to see that team play against somebody serious and maybe you eliminate them. Maybe you prove some people wrong. I just think that you play the game and you find out.
That was 12.
2013 in the 2014 draft.
No, but I mean that Sugar Bowl was
the Sugar Bowl
13.
12. Sugar Bowl was 12. The AAC team where we basically played nobody was 2013, and we were 11-1 that year going into the Russell. Was it the Russell Athletic Bowl that we played in? Yeah, it was the Russell Athletic Bowl. Yeah, Russell Athletic, and we smoked Miami in the Russell Athletic Bowl.
I just think you'll also get so many better games to begin the season because if you have that one loss, you're not just. Your season's not over, and teams that play those tough games early on, there'll be more of those great games early in the season, and teams and coaches, you lose that game, we can't play for a national championship, we got to keep these guys inspired. That's a huge part of it as well.
Sure, and then in the NFL, the goal isn't to go undefeated, it's to win the Super Bowl, and now it's not going to be, you know, the undefeated thing will still be out there, but you're going to play so many games, like really, it's about like creating the best resume. And being ready for the playoff. That's going to be it. And if you have an elite quarterback, great defense like Louisville did in 2013, you know, I think that team could have made some noise. But they got no respect because of their schedule. And I get it. Their schedule was not good. Their schedule was terrible.
Did you say that's not going out on a leaf? Texter said.
On a limb? Then I must speak and say leaf? I don't know. Maybe I didn't.
Hindsight's 50-50. let's see. Texter says, surprise, Jared being a contrarian. Oh, yeah. let's see. Yeah, it's. Then people point out Packers were the 7th seed last year. I didn't realize that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, no 6 seeds ever won a Super Bowl. I'm just thinking Jerry would. Yeah, the Giants were a 6 seed, and they won.
Yeah, I mean,
there's been wild card teams that won Super Bowls, even if they're not the 6 seed. So they've been wild card teams.
Yeah, but then he's like, well, the 7 hasn't done it. They had it for 4 years.
Right. Well, and Jared probably said, well, the Chiefs don't need to make the playoffs. They just lost to the Raiders.
It's going
to
be great. It's a year from now when we go through a cycle of this to realize how much of a chance everyone really has.
Yes.
Like, I think this is going to be a good enough team that we'll get our hopes up that at some point during this year, we're going to think we have a real shot at the playoffs after we play games. Not before we play games. You're sitting here, you know, especially after the first 2 weeks when they play no one, they get a bye, and they get Georgia Tech. We hit in that Notre Dame. If they win that Notre Dame game, we're going to be looking at playoff possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Right away.
We will be. Absolutely.
And so I think once you go through a cycle of it, you realize that it's not as unattainable as this 2-team and 4-team. That's like another league. Like, there's no point in even almost getting excited about it because it's like, it's impossible. But 12 teams? Hell yeah.
2 years in the portal and NIL era, and you've got TCU and Washington playing for the national championship in both those years. In the final game.
And getting smoked in both games.
Well, but they're there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just Ohio State, Michigan.
It's other people, too.
And, yes, sometimes you get smoked when you're in those opportunities. But those blowouts in the college football playoff, they happen all the time.
Right, against good teams.
They happen all the time. Yeah. You know, I mean, the top four teams, top two teams, they get blowouts are very common in the college football playoff because usually there's a dominant team.
Yeah. But doesn't mean you don't want to play the games.
I still want to play the
games. It's going to be great.
And some years there haven't been. Like in 2006, Ohio State and Florida played for the national championship. I don't know that either one of those teams was like super dominant. There wasn't.
No, but I thought Florida was damn good.
Well, they had Tebow. You know,
they had everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you want Louisville with Brian Brohm and that defense that we had that year to try to find out?
Maybe.
You know? Yeah, I'm not scared of losing. Like, that's the thing.
Well, I know, but if you ask me what I think would win, I would say the Florida team.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody would say that.
Yeah.
They won the national championship. But Howard Schnellenberger's, our whole upward mobility has always been, hey, let's go out there, let's put together the best team we can, and let's go find a team that can tell us that we're not the best team. And maybe
this is football's problem, though. In basketball, we see these upsets because we've seen 64-team field and all that. Whereas football, we haven't even had a playoff that long. You know, so to think of upsets, that's where basketball, it's demystified in basketball.
Yeah, but look, it's one game. It's not like in the NBA or the when the best teams, because you're playing best of seven or best of five, mm-hmm. so the best team is usually going to come out. But that's one game in all those sports. That's the scary part when you're the favorite,
right?
And it's going to happen in college football. And it's going to happen.
And whenever a non-power school wins a New Year's Six game in football, they always make an excuse for them. When Boise beats Oklahoma, right, there's an excuse. When UCF
beats Florida,
Oklahoma,
there's
always an excuse. There's always an excuse. The playoff takes away all that. You know, like you're not motivated for the playoff game.
Yeah.
No. So, you know, whenever it does happen, like, well, you know, Oklahoma really didn't.
Oh, there will still be excuses.
Well, of course.
Now, here's a scenario. Let's say last year, let's say it's Georgia.
Yeah.
And Georgia is the 5 seed.
Yeah.
And they, or maybe the 6, and they, let's say they get beat. Well, you know, the players, their agents told them not, you know, don't get injured. They've already, you know, they were there. They lost that game. And, yeah, they went through it. But it wasn't like if they'd won the SEC championship game. So they went and knocked out their sails. And the NFL players in that roster didn't want to risk injury, even though they played. That's going to happen.
It didn't bother them.
Set your watch.
Last year when they were destroying a Florida State team that had created a cabinet itself.
They will find new ways to make excuses for the Big Ten at SEC.
I already know. I really do know that. They will make
They'll just be more creative. They'll be original. They'll be new ones. You know? They'll be new ones.
It'll probably cut into the number of players that leave.
I wonder, though, like if that does happen. Like, say a team is, you know, they're going to be a top 4 seed. You're still in the playoff. You can still win it. Like, I don't know why anybody would lay down when they're still in it.
But a lot of the early entrants in the NFL draft, it was down by like 60-70% over what it was.
Because they can make money in college,
Because
right?
you can make money in school.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And you can't get cut in college. You know, you can make
It's the best point you make, that you can't get cut in college.
Right.
Because you can in the NFL. Yes.
DJ Wagner goes pro, right? Probably a second-round pick. Maybe undrafted. Probably a second-round pick. He could get cut really easy, but he can make a lot of money at Arkansas.
He can get cut like Mark Lieberman. You come over here to try State Medical.
That's it.
Yeah. That's great. Right.
Look at that.
Like that.
That was
like
well
that.
Played.
Get cut?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right, because we got about a minute or so left. TriStateMensHealth.com. That's the website to turn to when you want to, you know, even if you're not entering the portal, you know, you just want to get, and you don't want to get, but you want to get cut. I don't know. I'm looking at the Katy Perry thing. Yeah. I was trying to draw two things together. That
she
didn't
is
work
cut.
At all.
She was
yes.
cut.
Mm-hmm. You're
just
right.
Keep workshopping. You're doing great.
That's right. That's right. And you're talking better, too. So you're off your word count. I like that. Yes. Much more interactive.
Don't rain on a brainstorm.
The vow ended. So
yeah.
Good.
Don't rain on a brainstorm. Keep it going.
But you actually got me to watch a show, The Gentleman. So I did that. Went through the British accents. Got that. So
two that subtitles. Took a lot. I mean,
I alternated when I needed the subtitle. Rewound.
Copious amount of texts from you. Just
yeah.
But you got through it, and you enjoyed it.
Awesome.
I finished it. Awesome. I'm like
fantastic.
Episode 3 or 4.
You'll get hooked. If I got hooked, you know what I mean? I don't watch anything.
I am hooked. It's very good. I enjoy it.
Well, we'll do that.
Tri-State. Steve Rummage.
That's right.
He's on Tri-State.
Tri-State
he's
baby.
Next.
He'll be here next. Tell
it's
you all about
awesome.
It. And we'll, you know, you'll just see everybody just, you know, losing weight, getting stronger, looking better. You know, there's a reason we tell you about this. TriStateMensHealth.com, because it works. So check them out. Get your superpower. Pick it up today. You know. You got your own superpower over here. What's a stone and maybe an infinity stone that would work for this? Do you know?
The power stone, maybe?
WB? Okay. Yes. All right. Get your own power stone over here at Tri-State
like
Men's Health. All right. Shouldn't know which one it was going to be.
I don't have a gauntlet, though. Am I going to be okay?
Don't snap, whatever you do.